Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, yes. How are you going? Yeah. Yeah. Might entail. Okay. So if he's recommended x-rays and bloods, we haven't done any blood work yet, have we? No. Okay. So I'm not entirely sure what blood work he would be looking at. He's just put x-rays and bloods. The revisit is a... Yeah, okay. So I'm not sure with the levels that were given with that one there, whether or not there's indication that we might need to retest at all. But there wasn't anything. Okay, they were good. Okay. Yeah, so I can give you the estimate for the revisit and x-rays. What blood work he is looking at, I don't know. So I can't really give you an estimate for that one there. So the revisit is 120. The x-rays, depending on how many images he needs to do, you'd be looking at 270 for the first initial x-ray, and if we need to do additional ones, 135 for the additional ones, plus probably a short anaesthetic just so that we can get proper views and everything like that. So the anaesthetic, you're looking at just over 100. I'll just get the exact cost for you. It's 135 for the anaesthetic as well, plus or minus any blood work. Like if we're looking at potentially just the blood count, I'll just see what that could be. Potentially would be about 180 if we're just doing like a hematology blood count. If we need to look at doing some chemistries, not just a couple of chemistries that he's concerned about, you might be looking at about 130 for those. But as I said, I don't know what blood work he was indicating when he's popped that on the notes. But yeah. And then obviously any medications that might be required additional to what you might already have at home. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't be a bit more clear. He's not here today, so I can't actually ask him exactly what he would be looking at. But yeah. Yeah, so let me see if there's anything else he's indicated here. Yeah, yeah, if you've got that there, like I'm not sure if we've got that on file. We've got Willow's. Well, that doesn't make it easy, does it? Would it be blood work that was done? Where is the date on this? We do have some blood work from history sent over from there, 10th of June. Yeah, that would have been about 6 weeks ago. Yeah, we do have some blood work that's indicated on the history here. So yeah, it looks like we do have it here. I can't interpret it, but we do have it here. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, if you want to have a think about it, otherwise, Brock is back in on Monday, and I think he does have some availability that you'd be looking at. Yeah, he's got availability in the afternoon if you needed to come in Monday. Yeah, no, that's okay. Yeah. Definitely. Like, if you even just want to have a think about it, if you've got any queries, you can always send an email, and then we can get Brock to have a look at it on Monday, and he can action it and advise whether or not you need to come in a lot sooner. Obviously, you know what Willow's like at home. Definitely, it's a good thing that we haven't declined or anything, but we would like to have obviously seen an improvement as well. You know what Willow's like. So if you are concerned, I guess he would probably say yes, a revisit is recommended. But if that's not going to be possible at the time, I don't know if he can offer any more advice as to what you might be able to do at home. That's something you can broach with Brock. Obviously, X-rays would give us a better indication of how everything is presenting internally. Like obviously that could possibly be a possibility. I just don't know. Okay. Well, yeah. If you do want to make an appointment, definitely give us a call back. If you want to shoot us an email for Brock to action on Monday, definitely you can do that as well. And then he might be able to give you an idea. For cost. No, definitely. It's just the blood work. I'm just not entirely sure what blood work he was indicating when he wrote that. The X-rays and stuff, generally we take two views, just so that we can get an accurate idea, and then depending on those views we might need to do another view of a different position. That's all done under an anaesthetic, just so that we can have them nice and still and get an accurate picture of what's going on. We'll just make sure that she hasn't had any soft fruit or veggies prior to coming down. Obviously, it takes you, what, 2 hours to get here? 1.5, 2 hours? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, so we'd get you not to give any soft fruit definitely on the travel over here. And potentially, if it's going to be longer than an hour and a half, longer than an hour, sorry, would get you not to have any food in the cage, just so that if we are doing X-rays, we can just get it all done then and there, and not have to worry about any food being in her crop. But just have a chat with Dr. Brock, if you are sending an email, and just ask him what he would recommend. Excellent. Okay, then, not a problem there, Jessica. If you need any other questions answered, if I could answer them, just give us a call back. Okay, then. Thank you. Bye-bye.